Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. Running the Point, the intelligent podcast. Jason Carey, we in here, man. Time for another new episode. I know y'all been looking for it. I appreciate it. You know how we start this thing. We got to start it with the grace. With the grace, we got to thank everybody. We're competing for ears. You could listen to anybody. You decide to listen to me here on ATLPN.com, JasonCarey.net. I appreciate everybody. However you get to us. If you Googled us and found it, thank God. I appreciate you. If you came through Facebook, hey, shout out to you. Tell somebody else to do it. So it's time to talk, man. Time to have a little conversation, because if you've been listening to the show, you know if you listen to season two, I am a huge fan of us. Huge fan of us. And when I say us, I mean black people. And I mean, I'm anti nobody else. I'm just a fan of me. I'm a fan of my people, people that look like me, people who may have experienced the things I've experienced because I'm black. I'm a fan of it. And so I hope nothing I'm saying is off-putting or alienating any of my fans or people that listen to us. But, hey, it shouldn't. You should be able to listen to all sides, right? If you listen to me, you should be able to. So, what's hot, what's in the news, is for one, there's boycotts and brands and all of this different, people mad about a lot of different things. But what's hot right now is this talk of boycotting Gucci. And Gucci because of the blackface sweater. Now, Gucci is, I say they're wrong, or there is somebody, they should have probably had somebody in their department say, hey, let's not do this. But my man has a point of view. My man Pedro, who was on season one, I believe, he had a point of view that may sway that statement, but I'll get to that in a second. The blackface sweater, Prada has the blackface, they had blackface dolls in the window for their product, and there's a little keychain to hang off the purse. Then I think it's Montclair has a jacket with blackface all over it and in the liner. First, let's talk about blackface. Blackface was never meant to be flattering. It was never meant to be okay. It was never meant, and they really wasn't really apologizing for it. The people that did it, they weren't like, I ain't know. They knew what they was doing. They used blackface, and they used blackface to vilify black people, make them savages and monsters. If you look at some of these older movies, it was to create an agenda that still is ingrained today, believe it or not. There are still people, if you watch Killer Mike Trigger Warning, when he did the episode where he went and performed at the old folks' home. Let me say that different, at the senior living facility, so I don't alienate anybody. And she said, well, you know, it's mostly the blacks doing the murdering and killing. That's what she said. She believed this old lady. She has lived her whole life, and she believes this. Not supported by no numbers, for real. Just her opinion and where she lived, especially if she's living in the South. You know, that's all. She may have seen that, but it's statistically impossible for that statement to be true, most, because of how many people we have. You know what I mean? How many people, what our percentage of the population. Now, granted, it is high for our percentage of the population, but most, it's not true. There are states there we ain't represented for real at all. Cities, and their crime rate is what it is. People kill who they next to. People rob who they next to. That's real. There's poverty in Asian communities. There's poverty. It's poverty. Ain't got nothing to do with race. But that's a whole nother conversation. But I'm talking about Gucci and the blackface. Now, so let me give you, which may sway this, and you'll, if you listen to JC Squared on the air on IBNX Radio on Monday night, 7 to 9, you might hear this. But Pedro says, Pedro said that, I don't know why everybody's so mad. He said, y'all mad about somebody, about the people in the club that you was never supposed to be a part of celebrating their history. He said, that's their black history. I said, wait a minute. That's a perspective. He said, you weren't even supposed to be in this club anyway. They ain't happy about you buying their stuff. If you remember, and it's, you know what's funny? T.I. probably should have been boycotting Gucci, and I'll tell you why. T.I. got a song called Gucci. He got Throw Your Gucci Rags in the Ass. Gucci Rags, I think is the name of the song. I was on the videos. I was on the set of the video shoot. Me, Lil Bow Wow, his wife, a bunch of people in it. It was there. It was years ago. That was on, because I think it was on, I don't know if that was on Paper Trail or whatever. Swiss Beats did the track. Now, they had on the wall, they had made a whole Gucci wall. Just the wall was white with the band on it. They just, you know, put some leather or something on some fabric on it and made the band. They did the video, and they wouldn't let them, it never got released. Because Gucci did not sign off on him using the brand in a song. Now, so one person may be like, well, that's trademark. You ain't Coca-Cola. You can't be like, man, I'm a Coca-Cola kid and do it. But no, they just didn't green light it. They ain't say pay me. They ain't give none of no. Like, so that was 8-9 years ago. So honestly, he should already. I was there. I seen the whole set. I was in the video. Never made it. Never came out. And that it was a early sign of we don't want y'all. We don't really want y'all wearing our stuff. There's been CEOs from other companies that come out and say, we don't want y'all really wearing our stuff. Thank you. I mean, thank you. Y'all made it cool. But to Pedro's point, he said they put it out with no apologies. Hey, blackface. For a $700 turtleneck. And he said they gonna sit back and laugh at us for buying the stuff. I said, man, we talking about them. We don't even want them doing it. And look at these idiots. We just keep feeding them trash, and they gonna take it. My point of view is I don't believe none of you social media activists. I don't believe you. And so if I don't believe you and I'm black, I know they don't believe you. They like, man, they'll get over it. It'd be something new. See, weren't we just talking about Mute R. Kelly 3, 4, 5 weeks ago? I ain't heard nothing about that. People was in uproar, pitchforks, fire and brimstone. March to Chicago from Atlanta right now and go get him when he lives on Southside. That's how much people ain't paying no attention. But it's amazing to me that social media activists are moving in this manner. But I don't know where to place the outrage. And can we be mad about them saying, them using blackface or anything? I guess we could. It's just like you can be mad at somebody that call you the N-word in a malicious way. You can be mad at that person did that. But you can't really be surprised that they did that. I think that's the case. That's my perspective. None of it gets me all in an uproar because I ain't surprised when you show me that's who you are because I kind of expected you to be that already. I already knew you don't want me in the club, in that club. You don't want me. And that's part of the reason why some of these high price points, because they don't want a certain class, and they think, in their minds, class is connected to this race, not like it ain't poor white people. The class is connected to the race. We don't want y'all doing this. Now, here's where this problem of this boycott is going to come in for all y'all. Gucci is owned by a company named Kering, K-E-R-I-N-G, headquartered in Florence, Italy, who also owns Balenciaga, Alexander McQueen, Yves Saint Laurent, you know, YSL on my jeans, all that stuff that y'all is rapping about or that you are coveting. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. Now I've seen everybody with them. They on Instagram and everybody got them. I don't know which one of them real. I don't know which one is real because they all look the same. I seen a child with some dirty ones on, so I said they can't be real. So, but also, guess who they own? Puma. So you like, I ain't buying Gucci no more. I ain't buying a $700 turtleneck, but I'm going to buy 8 pairs of $60 Pumas. Do the math. Do the math. 10, 12 pair, whatever. Do the math. So all that to say is that the solution to any of this, I don't know if the solution is this boycott. I don't know if the solution is social media activism. I think the solution is education, number one. Hey, there's a company over there that makes shoes. They're black owned. There's a company over there that makes t-shirts, toothpaste, deodorant, watches. Like, buy in your community. Everybody else doing it. Or create something. Don't be surprised when they do something like this and make it a thing. Because this is the other thing. It becomes a fad. That's the thing. That all these boycotts, it's just a fad. Now it becomes a fad and it becomes ineffective. That's my problem with it, is it becomes ineffective. Boycotts was about something. When they boycotted the buses, nobody rode the bus. People with cars picked up people. But also, all of that was an inconvenience for those people, too, because activism is hard. Y'all putting a picture on Instagram ain't changed nothing. While you sitting on your Ashley Furniture couch and watching your Samsung TV. You know what I'm saying? Eating Tostitos. You know? With your Nikes on. So it's just, I think the answer to a lot of this stuff is, for one, educating oneself, and then the other thing is sharing the education. I think that's one of the things we don't do is we don't share the education. Me having this conversation, because I can just let it go. I can just have the feeling I have and never talk about it on this podcast. I just feel like I feel. I can just look at you and just turn up my nose. Look at you ignorant Negroes. I could do that. But I'm sharing the information, saying, hey, maybe there's another way to do this. Cool, you want to boycott. If this energy is the conduit through which we get to change, then I'm cool with it. If us getting all in uproar on social media makes somebody that is a thinker say, hey, I don't need to do that, but I do see the need to change, then I'm with it. I don't need to do that, but I need to watch Trigger Warning, Killer Mike. Some of y'all needed to watch that. The stuff he was saying, I've been saying this for years. It's on record. That's the great thing about me being on record. It's on record. The education stuff he was saying, I ain't Free State of Jones. I didn't never have to deal with that. But the buying black and all that, dealt with it. And I've talked about it on record. So I want us to stop jumping on the fad. Because not only does it become the fad for you to talk about on social media, now you think you sound educated because you're talking to everybody else, and then you become, hey, man, you shouldn't be wearing no Gucci. Gucci? Is that the only one you got a problem with? I said the same thing about the R. Kelly thing. I said, so everybody mad at just R. Kelly? I did an army ball. I hosted an army ball. And one of the songs that the commander walked up to was, the man right here, Mystical is currently in jail for rape. Currently. Not on trial, not an investigation. He is currently in jail for the second time for taking it. And ain't nobody talking about Mystical. Now, the first time it was like, yeah, he got blackmailed and he didn't do it and all that, although he had. But you do it again, that's who you are, dog. That's who you are. We now know that Mystical is this kind of guy. And ain't nobody changed. So all I'm saying is, activism is hard, number one. Number two, you need to get the whole story. So educate yourself and say, well, you know what? I don't need to. We all mad at Harvey Weinstein. But, you know, your co-worker be doing the same thing. For real. Shoot. You might have been saying some things out of the way that you need to maybe check. This thing gets so deep. And this is why I don't like social media activism also, is because there's always a deeper problem. And a lot of it is education. A lot of it is there. And then when I say education, and you hear me keep saying that, I'm not touting the sign for books. That's not what I'm talking about. Or traditional academics. That's not what I'm talking about. When I say education, I mean understand, getting the information and understanding it. Whatever the thing is, be it something that you somebody done wrong, or whatever the thing is, you know. Because we talking about Hurricane Carter. We talking about, like let's go through let's go through all the things and make that. Because I'm all for it if this is who you are, fully rounded. Like I was telling somebody on air, when T.I. first got into activism, or start his first little foray into activism, I was like, dang. For real, I was like, dang. We'll see. You got to keep going. But now I'm willing to listen to him a little bit more because he did a whole album, a whole activism album, Us or Else. If you never listen to it, go listen to it. Pretty good album. He never listened, videos and everything. And every time there's an injustice, he talk about it or he jumps up. Or he didn't just tweet about Houston's, he came down there. Like that, and he putting his money behind a lot of things. That, now I'm paying attention. I believe you. I believe you really feel. Now, you may not, you be like, man, this thing is a lot to take on. That's true. But I believe that you in the fight. David Banner, in the fight. Some of the other people, nope. I don't want to hear it. Nick, we was talking about Nick Cannon. Now, I think his comments got taken out of context. But, because I think he was playing devil's advocate. I don't know, because you listen to the tone of his voice, I don't think he believes what he said. But, you know, he's super on, I'm on some activist, I'm all for us type stuff. But he also in an interview said that white women are a symbol of success. He said that my granddaddy couldn't have you, my daddy couldn't have you, my great granddaddy couldn't have you, but so I want them all. He was having a conversation, but he wasn't. I think he was. It was tongue in cheek. I think he was playing devil's advocate to say that there is a school of thought, and that's why I always preface my statements with "there's a school of thought." So y'all understand that I ain't saying this, but I've heard it. there's an opinion out there, and let's discuss the opinion. So, but because say I took him seriously about that, it's kind of hard to get behind you as an activist, dog, personally, for us, because you just said that my mama wasn't good enough. That's how I took it. My sister's not good enough. That's how I'm going to take it. And I don't apologize for that. That's how I'm going to take it. Ain't nothing wrong with any kind of lady you like. Whatever. Do your thing. I don't care. Don't affect me none. Do your thing, dog. Man or woman, whatever you like, do your thing. I'm not. It don't do nothing for me. But again, all of this is connected. I think all these conversations are connected. They may seem disjointed at times, but I think they're all connected. And I think it all comes from, for one, us not having enough us not having enough conversations about this stuff. Number one, openly, us not having enough conversations about it, but also, and not sharing the information. Not sharing the information. Like, if somebody discuss why a person feels a certain way about it, ask me why I'm so passionate about this. Because it's deeper than a sweater or a wrong picture or coolest monkey in the jungle. Or it's deeper than any of that. It is. I think it's deeper than any of that. And if it ain't deeper for you, that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. And that makes me believe that that we're further away from a solution. Because it's not deeper for you. I'm well documented about Obama being president or anything else. I did not care about his politics. I got no problem telling you that. I didn't care. It was symbolism. That's all it was. It was symbolism. Like, and now they're still like royalty, not only to our community, but to other people, because they're way to carry themselves. Way to carry themselves to this day, but it's also just imagery for somebody that may never had the teaching or nobody talking to them. They're like, oh wow, look at that. I want to be that. I want to walk in those shoes. I want to not mean I got to be a president, but I want to look. I got to be that. The way I represent myself, the way I carry myself, the way I conduct my business. That's what I need to be. Symbolism. It's a little 9-year-old that ain't never knew nothing. Never knew nothing else but a black president until recently. And now all they getting is negative stuff from that. So they like, well, I guess this is not the way to go. This is not the way to go. I think these conversations are important. So I hope as you're listening, it's creating thought for yourself. It's like, is it deeper for me? That's what I want you to ask yourself. Is it deeper? Is it deeper than something that's a story somebody told me on the internet or told me on the radio? Is it deeper for me? Is this my everyday? Am I consciously doing things because I'm aware of the whole? Do I go in and be like, I can't act like that because I'm a brother and all they see is the next brother that come in here, they're going to see me and him. Man, I can't come in here and just show out. I can't come in here and not tip. I can't come to work dressed though any kind of way. I can't be all tattered up. Like, not tattered up, but tattered. Like, my clothes, like I ain't taking care of myself. I can't do that. I can't, my little boy can't walk around with a hood on his head. Hey, it's at night. You got a black hoodie on. Why? Take it off. We in the store. Take the hood off. Take the sunglasses off. Why? Because it's deeper. To me, it's deeper. Stuff is important, man. This stuff is important. And it can't just be important for the period of time that the subject is hot. That's my problem with some of y'all. Because I ain't never heard none of y'all talk like this. But now you outraged by the sweater. Be outraged about the sweater if it's deeper, but not because T.I. told you to be upset about it. Not because your cousin and reposted and say, look at this bullshit. Now you upset because your cousin's like, well, maybe I should be upset too. Nah. If you ain't upset, you know what? It's cool. Don't be upset. You just ain't on the field, battlefield. You ain't one of the soldiers. You're not. And that's cool. Everybody ain't going to be on the field. You just ain't one of the soldiers. If it's not deeper for you. And if you can find every excuse, this is the thing I don't want you to do. Don't make no excuse for nobody. Don't make no excuse about what they didn't know. I don't want to hear that. Everybody's educated enough. Everybody know. Even if that wasn't your intention, be like, oh, well, I just thought about it would be cool to have read what it looked like. If it could be mistaken for that, then don't do it. That's just simple. So I don't accept no apologies. Gucci, I'm sorry. But it's, the jokes is going around that some of y'all boycott. Y'all was always boycotting Gucci because you ain't never bought none. Or all your Gucci come from the bootlegger. Yeah, yeah. So it don't matter. Some of y'all has been boycotting for the balance of your life because you ain't never stepped foot in the shop. Although they're selling the Gucci watch on Walmart.com right now. Look it up. It's like a $300 watch. It's like three different styles, but you can get a Gucci watch on Walmart. Walmart getting smart. They said Amazon beat us to the punch. We better try something. But that's a sidebar. Also continue to visit sites like WeBuyBlack.com or True Detergent or Coral Oral Toothbrushes or, you know, some of the natural deodorants. And they got watches, soap, bed sheets, all black owned. And I'm not apologizing for saying any of this stuff because other communities do it. Other communities do it. Their whole community wealth is built on this. And we're going to build our own schools. We're going to educate. We're going to teach our history. We the only ones that scream diversity all the time. I want to live in a diverse neighborhood. I want to go to that diverse school. Why? Why? I don't understand that. I still don't understand that. It's cool. Inclusion is cool in this world because you got to live in this world amongst other people. It's cool. But, like, we the only ones that be striving for it. I don't want to live over there. There's too many black folks. What? I can't go to that school. There's too many black people in one place. What? Where did that come from? I know where it came from. But you need to ask yourself, why do I think like this? And can I check myself? I don't know. I don't understand it, dog. I don't understand it. So this is why I say I don't believe you, social media activists. I don't believe you. Because this ain't who you are as a whole. This ain't who you are at the core of you. You outraged because it's on TV. I don't fool with y'all. I don't fool with y'all. Y'all temporary with it. So y'all faking. It's kind of like, you ever see like some Marines and Army generals with people that have been to war, just been in a fight, or even just been to training, just career Army people. They don't like seeing people in fatigue jackets and stuff like that. Or you get something from the Army surplus store and got the stripes and stuff on it. They be like, you earn that? They don't really like that. Like, you want to wear the gear, but you don't want to go through what it take to earn that outfit, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of feel like that about this. You ain't never lived this. You don't think like this. And now you feel like you got the right to be mad and I'm boycotting. I ain't watching the NFL. It's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that later. It's a whole nother conversation. But I just wanted to talk about it, man. I want to just breach the conversation. It's a myriad of things I think I've covered here, but for one, so activism is hard. Definitely. Let your thoughts represent the whole. Like, I need you to be involved. It needs to be deeper than a picture. It needs to be deeper than something somebody did. Number three, why are you upset somebody else did? So why are you upset when they showed you who they were? And why are you surprised that they showed you who they were? Caring. I told you it's K-E-R-I-N-G. Well, I say they was headquarters in Florence, Italy, right? What do Italians call black people? Mooli? Mooleon. Mooli. They ain't really fool with us like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially and the ones that immigrated here too, that's back, you talk about mafia, they ain't really fool with us like that. We didn't change a rap name to these, you know, glorify their culture. As Killer Mike was talking about on Trigger Warning, we glorify crime culture in everybody else's company, except for, I mean, everybody else's ethnic group, race, besides ours. But crime built all that for them. But again, that's another story. So I want y'all go out there and watch. Y'all can watch Trigger Warning. I'll put y'all on that. WeBuyBlack.com. I'll put you on there. Here, ATLPN.com is owned by a black man. Ran, produced everything by a black man. Why you going to Spotify? Why you not own this network? JasonCarey.net is owned by a black man. You should listen to everything I got. Merchandise coming, t-shirts coming, all that stuff. Buy it. Not to line my pockets. I'm talking about this like there's, you don't know where that stuff go. You're just creating opportunities, and I'm telling you, this is what we out here doing. So I appreciate those that do support. Support BT Brian Thomas. Make sure you support, you know, supporting that brother doing what he's doing. He's creating opportunities, creating a voice. Creating a platform for people to use their voice. I'm telling you. Support your people. Look out for your people. Educate your people. Educate your little knucklehead children. That you like, well, he's just a teenager. No, he ain't. He's just a teenager that's going to become an adult. And he going to still have them thoughts he had as a teenager because you ain't never telling no different. Oh, he going to grow out of it. People don't grow out of it. I'm telling you. People don't grow out of stuff. That's something that your mama used to tell you. Oh, you grow out of it. It's a phase. It's bull. Stop it. People don't grow out of it. You know an ignorant 40-year-old right now. I'm telling you. Guess what? If we went back in time, they was ignorant at 18. Nobody just stopped them. It's stronger now. It's harder to change a 40-year-old because they've been thinking this since they were 18. So they got 20 years of being this ignorant. This is who they are. This ain't their blood. And maybe the audience that I'm talking to, maybe y'all been ignorant this long. So what I'm saying is just going to fall on deaf ears, maybe. But I hope it doesn't. I hope the things that I say make you think about it or see it from a different way. Like I told you, Pedro gave me a thought that I didn't have, a perspective that I didn't have. Maybe this stuff helps you think about stuff a different way. Think about this differently. Think about your activism. Think about your belief. I went out and I voted for Stacey Abrams. But everything else you do is something else. Or you ashamed to say I voted for her just because she was black. Don't be ashamed of that. Don't be ashamed of it. That's what I'm saying. And now, you're going to say that's my ignorance to politics or whatever. Whatever. I don't care. I'm telling you, it's symbolism, man. Things going to be what they're going to be. Honestly, that's really how I feel. You make some positive change, but I think things going to be what they're going to be. Because you still not going to PTA meetings. So you talk about policy. You won't go to PTA meetings. You don't go to parent-teacher conferences. You ain't never been to a town hall meeting in your own town. You don't know why they closing Mr. Jimmy's store down the street. You don't know why Mr. Jimmy's store closed. I guess Mr. Jimmy won't pay any bills. No, that ain't that. Taxes went up. So the landlord, the leasing went up. All this, because you're not involved. But you want to speak on it. I think that's the other thing. We just got to be mindful of our voice. Mindful of what we're saying. Somebody listening. If somebody's not smart enough to decipher your ignorance or smart enough to decipher you as a joke, I ain't going. Black people got bad service. I ain't going to that. Killer Mike talked about that. Give it a chance. Tell them about it. In a nice way. Don't go be irate. Hey, man. Love your establishment. I want to come back. I want my people to come back. But you don't have enough people on staff when we're here. So you're a little slow. What's the reason for that? Is it because you can't afford the wages for the extra person? Then that means you need to control the door flow then. There's a way. It's math. There's a way to handle this stuff. But you got to be intelligent and not emotional. Again, I can talk about this stuff. I can talk about us for hours. I'm telling you, I could talk about us for hours. I'm a huge fan of us. Anytime you see me, I'm a fan. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for your kids. I'm rooting for your spouse. I'm rooting for you. Know, I'm rooting for your uncle, whoever. I'm rooting for them. In fact, got an idea. But anyway, check out some of those sites I talked about. Make sure you continue to listen right here at atlpn.com. Follow Atlanta Podcast Network on Instagram. Follow Jason804 on Instagram. Follow and share and be like, yo, listen to this brother. Listen to this brother. Another thing, in 2019, I ain't being humble no more. I've been real humble about a lot of stuff. So I'm telling y'all now, I'm not going to be arrogant, but I'm going to really talk about what I'm doing. So we got these trips coming up, definitely. So make sure y'all go to the website, timelesstravels.net, black company, timelesstravels.net/escape2. I want y'all to come on an Escape 2 trip with me to Riviera Maya, all-inclusive resort, luxury vacation. It's affordable, inexpensive. You can go. That's in October. Jamaica in June with my man Dichotomy. Going to Oil Fixation International and Dubai in July. That might be a little too short notice for that, but that's okay. Y'all just wait till I tell y'all about next year. Just be ready for it. I'm going to be at Essence Festival. Essence Festival, another great one. How many people ain't never been there? Essence, Black Magazine, right? I think it's still owned by black people. Gotta be. Because I know Comedy Central and Viacom and them, I think they kind of came in. I'm not sure who. But it's a lot of black-owned businesses there. And it's a beautiful sight. I don't know how many times I'll talk about it. It's a beautiful sight. Just women all shapes, sizes, shades of us. Beautiful people, entrepreneurs, a lot of stuff going on down there. Music, food, it's New Orleans. Should leave there with a sense of pride. So go out there and rock with that. It's another place where you can spend your money. But anyway, I say all that to say, I got to get out of here. Jason804, make sure you follow me. Make sure you are supporting. Or don't. Yeah, I don't know. That's, or don't. Just make your decision. That's fine. Make sure you go to Running the Point with Jason Carey Facebook page. There's now a Facebook page for Running the Point with Jason Carey. So in that, because I got so many things going on, that page is strictly about the podcast. So you can find out when the new, just follow that page, like the page when I do some appearances, or if we want to do some booking, you want me to come out there and have a discussion, man, I'd love to come to your city, your town, and do a discussion, to lead a discussion, mediate a discussion. Holler at me. We could do it. We just want to have dialogue. We could do it. But that whole page is dedicated to that. So make sure you go to that page, like the page. It's getting a lot of traffic right now. Going out there and rock with me there. Come on some of these trips. See me Wednesday and Thursday. Out here in the A. Whatever. It's time to get out of here. Running the Point. Jason Carey.